Maybe Obama's going to pick a senator or maybe a CEO of something. Yet that has to be it.
David Greene's boss is on the line now, NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Madeline.
Okay, so in the past, the vice presidential candidates, they've been kind of the attack dogs in the campaign and sort of speak more freely than the presidential candidates can. So there has been this call now for civility this time around in this election on both sides. Is that what we're going to see now?
I think we will see the vice presidents be used as critics of the people at the top of the other ticket. In other words, whomever John McCain should choose will be largely in charge of criticizing Barack Obama and vice versa. That's the way it's generally been done. Now, the degree of how nasty it gets depends on the personality of the vice presidential choice, of course. And the candidates themselves rarely want to be the ones who are handling any of the personal stuff. The low blows are supposed to be thrown by surrogates, including vice presidents, and also, of course, by independent groups not funded by the campaign, the people who produced the Willie Horton ads in 88 or the Swift Boat ads in 2004.
These are the 527s we hear so much about.
Yes, independent expenditures, they're called.
Well, speaking about Swift Boat, now this is a great transition to the next question that I have for you, and that is news out today that a book is going to be published, highly critical book about Barack Obama by one of the guys who was behind that Swift Boat book back in the last election.
Yes, a book that went to number one on the New York Times bestseller list, and that book was called Unfit for Command. And if you look at what it did to John Kerry, you know just how much any opponent would need to fear that sort of a dynamic. Same thing happened to some degree to Mike Dukakis, a little bit to Al Gore. And we'll see if this new book, due out in August, which seems to be as much about the media as about Barack Obama, how much effect that will have. Unfit for Command contained a new and radically different view of John Kerry, undercutting his supposed strength as a war hero and, if you will, trumping his ace. That's not what we're promised, at least so far, on the Obama book. It looks more like this Regnery book is going to bring together a lot of stories we've already heard a little bit about and use them all together to make a portrait of Barack Obama as someone other than the person he puts himself forward as.
But this time around, I mean, could a book like that, could that seriously undermine Obama's campaign, or would it just be brushed off as partisan squabbling?
I think it depends entirely on the quality of the attack itself. The issue will be whether or not it's substantiated, whether or not the book is relevant, whether or not the issues it brings up are important to people, and whether or not it's really new. I think Unfit for Command really caught people by surprise, and people didn't know what to make of it at first. That's the kind of thing that really makes an attack stick.
So, Ron, what about these 527 groups? Will they have as much power this time around as they've had in previous elections?
So far, they have not seemed to have anything like the strength they've had in the past. Some of the people who were funding them in the past have stepped back, T. Boone Pickens, the Texas oil man, among others. They don't seem to be quite as interested in putting this forward as they have been in the past. Now, that could change. It could change overnight. It may be changing even as we speak. And at some point or another, we would expect that there will be independent expenditures in favor of both candidates. And certainly John McCain is counting on that because he's taking public funds. He'll only have $85 million to a much larger amount of money Barack Obama will have to spend.
You know, that came out last week, that news that he's not taking public funds. Has he suffered for it politically?
Some, and he will. But it's probably not going to be a game changer. It will surely be a blot on his image as a transformative figure, a new guy, somebody who's not just same old, same old. And the reformers, some of them, will be mad. Some will go to McCain. But bottom line, you know, if Barack Obama can raise $300 million or more, primarily in small contributions, you know, he can put half a dozen states in play that would not be in play otherwise. He can be on the air. He can organize on the ground. And with McCain stuck at $85 million, well, why would Obama want to spike the biggest gun anyone's ever brought to a fight like this?
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thanks as always.
Thank you, Madeline.